In 2010, to celebrate Radio Sega's then 4-year anniversary, three people embarked on a mission. That mission, to bring live shows to Radio Sega's 24/7 stream. On the 12th of March 2010, Radio Sega debuted Sega Ages with Resident SD, playing music exclusively from the year 2001. A day later, Gavi debuted Saturday Night Sega with its infamous drunken host moment, which started a run that, despite a year's break in 2014, has yet to be beaten as Radio Sega's longest running show. In the 6 years that followed, Radio Sega Live came to define live shows. And here is a brief chronology of what's happened in those previous 6 years. In April of 2010, Richard Jakes came to chat with us about his music in a record-setting Sega Ages episode. We also found out that Richard Jakes does not recognise his own music when played backwards. In October 2010, Forever Sonic debuts the Random Hour. He would then later go on to host Season 2 of Sega Ages. In January of 2011, Captain Cloud Chaser debuted Sword of Sega, Radio Sega's first show dedicated to their rich RPG heritage. In November of 2011, Gavi and Radio Sega hosted the first ever Segathon, with two more following in 2013 and 2015. October of 2012 saw Resident SD returning to Radio Sega with Late and Live. January of 2013 saw Rexy debuting Sega Mixer Drive, which is currently still airing and is in its fourth season. In September of 2013, KC starts off his run of four Radio Sega shows, starting with the Top 40 Countdown. And in January 2014, Last Call, with its mysterious guest DJ, also started to debut on Friday nights after Sega Mixer Drive. March of 2014 saw Glitch, an experiment by Gavi, which ran for 9 episodes, trying to showcase the lesser-known side of the Sega musical spectrum. May of 2014 saw the Sega Lounge, co-hosted by KC and SSF 1991. It ran for 2 seasons and provided a platform for Radio Sega listeners to get their questions in with a host of celebrities. November of 2014 saw Casey's second solo Radio Sega show as he showcased the Game of the Month for a few episodes. Didn't really last that long. January of 2014 saw Esper K debut Phantasy Star Beats, a 10-episode run focusing exclusively on the music from the Phantasy Star Online Phantasy Star series. And in August 2015, Casey's most recent show, The Manic Monday Show, replaced the Top 40 Countdown and is still currently airing. September 2015 saw Rav Sieg debut Fights Into Streams for 10 episodes, focusing on Sega's rich arcade fighting history. Dr. Skotnik started The Voice of Sega, and I Need Fruit also started his run on a completely different type of Sega show with Club Sega, focusing entirely on their arcade run. We've also had collaborations with Sonic Rex, now known as Last Minute Continue, as Radio Redux aired in dualcast with Sega Sonic Radio. Fast Feet brought two shows to Radio Sega, first of all his Fast Feet's phone mix, and then later Mock the Geek. Sonic Yoda from Sega Driven gave us a Cyber Razor Cut. Turbo from Sega Sonic Radio dual-casted Turbo Drive Live for a time. The guys from Sonic Radio brought us the Late 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 Afternoon Breakfast Show. And finally, Sega Addicts have brought their own brand of humour to Radio Sega with Sega Addicts AM. Which brings us to here, the 12th of March, 2016. 6 years later, and the best part of nearly 1,000 live shows, Radio Sega are still going strong as the leading source for Sega music and remixes, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Our live content and our hosts are the best at what they do. We are Radio Sega, and we are second to none.
It's the real authentic, leave y'all dent it. Forget what you heard, if I said it, I meant it. Did it for real, well y'all pretended. Back for more, starting the war to end it. Raw, ripping like a working. talking to chainsaws. From New York to Cali, New Jersey to Crenshaw. Speak the gift while you plead the fifth. My team is sick, we eat, sleep, and breathe this shit. Rough and rugged, killing them soft. We don't leave one standing when we're breaking them off. Taking a loss, not a chance in your life. If being fresh is wrong, I don't wanna be right. Stop, drop, and roll, we got soul. Safety popped off when we lock and load. So, this is how we get this done. You can check on the rep, yep, second to none. Yep, no respect. If not for the jewels, I drop the chunky neck. I'm funky fresh, equipped with a rusty tech. Am I the best? Well, I gotta put it bluntly. Yes, you can't touch me. The flows will get you. Squeeze breath out of your chest like bone constrictors. I'm a killer and I usually know my victims. So I catch a lot of bodies on the homie system. Don't get it twisted. I'll break your jaw. And you be sipping fried chicken through a crazy straw. Liquid diet, bitch. We official pirates. I ghost ride the ghost ship, drinking and driving. Yeah, you ain't nothing but a whiny kid that cries like a wimp because nobody rides with him. I ain't a thug. Pimp gangster, a crime he done. But you can check on the rep, yep, second to none. One. Know the biz when I step in the gate. You can find me at the gym bench pressing the weight, getting diesel on that ass, and I'm so disgusted. I'ma tell the whole goddamn globe to suck, and I'm bad. Now you feeling something surround you. My chemical mix, they got you pumping the volume. The audience closed in and they had a reaction. Some a little explosions off of battery acid. My rhymes a razor to slash your neck with. So find on my trail pass when neck your exit. Into the dungeon with your brain in a bucket. No one's hearing your screams, so start playing the trumpet. I'm out of your reach now, so give me some rocket fuel. Hooked up a beat down and did the impossible. A couple of months later, the record was done, so you can check on the rep. Yep, second to none.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you're listening to the greatest Radio Sega show ever! Yeah, hi, my name's Gabby, and for one night only, the egos come back. It's only really sort of around the birthday shows that I start talking about the fact that I'm amazing. Because the birthday show is a time where we can sit and reflect. But today's a little bit different, because we're not just reflecting on how awesome I am, or how awesome Saturday Night Sega is. Today we're reflecting on how awesome Sega Mixer Drive is, and how awesome Sword of Sega was, and how awesome Sega Ages was, and how awesome Resident SD continues to be, even though he's now the internet equivalent of a hermit. In fact, I like to think he's like Obi-Wan Kenobi, who will eventually just pop up one day and give us a massive pearl of wisdom, lead us on the forward path to eternal glory, and then maybe get struck down by Darth Vader, who in this case, in this example, I am going to cast as Sega Mark, because he is also well overdue a return. So, this is Radio Sega's sixth birthday, and I actually completely forgot that last year, Forever Sonic, or maybe even was KC, I actually forget one of them, did a Sega Ages show doing the best music from 2010 to 2015, and we actually celebrated the 5th anniversary last year, because the 5th anniversary, well, it was a Thursday last year, shockingly, because of a leap year and that, but it's fallen on a Saturday, and it's fallen to me to give you a Saturday Night Sega show for the ages! And through my very carefully well-written speech that took me half an hour to write, the first thing that Rexy said was, "You forgot voice." So, thanks for that. thanks for, you know, really sort of pissing on the fire and going, "Yeah, that was a really nice speech, but you forgot this guy." Yeah, RSN Live, that debuted at some point. I really sort of wanted to put a lot more in. I actually wanted a running chronology, and I wanted to put like when Sonic Rex debuted with Radio Redux, and I wanted to know when say Cyber Razor Cut debuted, and when the dual casts of Turbo Drive Live were, but I've been at work all day. So, the amount of ideas that have been in my head for tonight's show, and I've just never got around to doing it, are unreal. The original idea, before I was walking to work yesterday, and I heard Second to None by Stars of Beyond featuring Mike Shinoda, and I was just like, that's actually going to really work as a birthday song, so that's it. I've literally been playing to it, listening to it non-stop the last 2 days, just so that I just remember that I need to start the show with that song. The original idea was to do the Saturday Night Sega intro, you know, the one with all the constant radio tuning, but what I was going to do is each tune, it was going to be a really long version, and each tune was going to be a different Radio Sega show, so it was going to start with, "This is Sega Ages," and then just like tune out, and then be like, "Hello, and you're listening," like that, and then it was just going to go through all of them, and I really wanted to sort of cram 6 years of shows into an intro. But can you imagine just how long that would have taken? It would have taken a very, very long time. So, naturally, we dropped the idea, because it was a really good idea, but it had just taken far too long. Far, far, far too long. So, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, Radio Sega on the 21st of March, which, is that a Saturday? Is that a Saturday as well? Oh, no, it's a Monday. Oh, KC gets the honour of doing the 10-year anniversary. On the 21st of March, Radio Sega turns 10. The actual website. So today's... people are getting confused about this. Allow me to sort of elaborate. Today it is 6 years to the date that Resident SD debuted Sega Ages, the very first Radio Sega live show, and it was amazing. In fact, I listened to every single episode of Resident SD's Sega Ages run. It was the only show I think I actually listened to week on week, because it was so good, and I'm gutted that he decided to jack it in. I'm still gutted now. I think it's like bloody 5 years ago, but it was just so good. It was worth tuning into on a Friday night. It was brilliant. I mean, one of my favourite moments was when we decided, because we were the only two, for a long time, we were the only two shows on Radio Sega. So we were like, "Oh yeah, no, Radio Sega Live, it's going to be this big thing, it's going to be DJs every day, and all of this." And then it was just like, "Oh no, but it's Resident SD on Friday, and it's Gavi on Saturday, and then that's it." But we decided, you know what we should do? We should put our shows together for Christmas. So we'll put Saturday Night Sega on a Friday, and we'll Resident SD can host it, and I'll sort of, well, I think what happened was I hosted it because I had virtual audio cables set up at the time, and Resident SD popped in as well, and we literally co-hosted a show, and it was Saturday Night Sega Ages, and it was brilliant. Because we literally just mashed the two shows together. So we did in reverse with Pitch Shifter. And it was brilliant. Because it was just like, oh yeah, no, if you think you know songs backwards, what about if we start changing the pitch of the song as well? And really just start to mess about. Oh, fun times. I miss Steve. He was fun. Oh, bless. If you're listening tonight, Resident SD, and I hope you are, I love you, man. Seriously, it has been such a long, long time since we've sat down and spoke, and good Lord, we need to catch up. It's... Wow. Those are memories right in the feels. So that's what tonight's about. Tonight is about Radio Sega as a whole. But yeah, as mentioned, the 21st of March is when Radio Sega, the actual website, turns 10 years old. And I'm going to be honest, because this show is nothing if not honest and slightly rebellious towards the overlords that control my actions and tell me what I can and can't do. There was something I wanted to show you this month and I was told I wasn't allowed. So I have this really awesome thing I want to show you, and I'm not allowed to show you what the really awesome thing is. And when you see it, you'll be like, oh, so that's that really awesome thing that Gav mentioned back in March. Chaos Blue says, will there be guests? Probably not. No, I haven't got any audio cable set up. There's no guests for tonight. There's also probably not going to be a lot of music tonight either, because I'm probably going to do a lot of talking about, like, favourite Radio Sega moments. So let's get in on that. If you've got any, feel free to let me know. Any show, any year, whatever. Just your absolute favourite. Whatever. Whatever you want to do. You know, the first Sega Ages Battle Royale, you know, if you want to do that. When Sonic CD went up against each other and just anything. So yes, here's a thing for you. So when we debuted the 10th anniversary Radio Sega logo, which looks pretty nice, I do like it, nice logo. I also happened to, I think that was the first time I also saw the 10 years for Sega ears hashtag. And I'm going to be honest, I despise it. There's probably some sort of, although we're a community run website and we're not employees and there's not an employer in a sense, there's probably a company line that says, this is our slogan, you have to support this. And I'm just sat there and I was like, that's awful. It's actually really bad. My original idea was, I was going to use this show to debut one, and I was going to say from 2006 to 2016 and beyond, we're playing the best Sega music and remixes. I was going to sort of really call back to that original Radio Sega intro, you know, the little jingle, from 8-bit to 128-bit, we play the best in Sega music. And I thought, well, why don't we do that? You know, from 2006 to 2016 and beyond, we play the best in Sega music and remixes, RadioSega.net, and whatever. And I just thought, that sounds really in my head. I was like, that's awesome! And instead, we've got 10 years for Sega ears, which is kind of like, it doesn't really make sense to me. It probably makes sense to other people. It is probably just me. But I don't know. Just there's something in my head that kind of just goes, TCB says it's a long ass hashtag. Yeah, well, you wouldn't do that. The hashtag would probably be from 2006 to 2016, really, wouldn't it? You wouldn't put the whole thing in, would you? Because it wouldn't fit. I'm fairly sure that's a little bit more than 140 characters. But anyway, for a slogan, I thought, you know, for a nice little jingle. Actually, here's another thing. When I decided that this was going to be the slogan, and I didn't act on this, and I probably should have done. I was going to put it in the Radio Sega staff forums. I was going to get every Radio Sega. There you go, Rexy goes F06T16ABWPTBISMAR. Yeah. That's, yeah, as tight as we could get. it would make a very nice jingle. I might even make this jingle idea. In fact, I'm going to do it. I'm going to put it in the staff forums. But if you're listening to the show, And, well, why even the stuff forums? Let's go absolutely crazy with this. If you have access to a microphone and you can record something and you want to send me something, can you record yourself saying, nice and slowly, because I want to try and layer it, I want a Radio Sega crowd jingle that I want to play on my show. Because if Radio Sega don't want it, it's mine now. I'm going to use it. So can you record yourself saying, from 2006 to 2016. Now you have to make sure you say this, because I know that Americans, they're going to be quite handy to go from 2006 to 2016, or from 2026 to 2016, or whatever, you know, whatever. Can you please say, from 2006 to 2016 and beyond, we play the best in Sega music and remixes, RadioSega.net. And I don't know what music I'm going to put behind it, but I'd quite like to just sort of try and layer that up in Audacity and make a nice little crowd jingle, similar to how Sega for Sonic Generations wanted Sonic Boom and Summer of Sonic to go Sega, and then they say, we're going to put it in the game, and then I'm not actually quite sure if they did or not. It's kind of a bit weird. And then Sumo Digital wanted Summer of Sonic to do the exact same thing with Sonic All-Stars Racing Transformed, and I really don't think it worked. I don't think they used it in the end. I think they just used a normal Sega chant. So, but yeah, it might work, might not. If you want to do it, then just let me know and I'll figure it out. Anyway, we should probably play some music. Is there any music that anyone wants to hear? Because as I say, I've not really sort of planned this, so I can play whatever you want. However, one that I am going to play, because again, we're talking about Sega Ages and how awesome it was, it makes me remember that this was a thing. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you the theme tune for a certain Sega Ages special.
God.
Killer.
there is a mind killer.
There is a mind killer.
RadioSega.net, 8-bit to 128-bit. We play the best in Sega music.
Sega!
Do you know something that I almost forgot to do in tonight's show, and we absolutely can't forget to do it because I should have done it last week, and it was awful of me to not do it. Really, do apologise. yeah, the reason there wasn't a show last week, I did obviously cite unforeseen circumstances. Basically, what happened was, literally the Friday evening, Mina asked me if I wanted to go out for a meal on Saturday night with some of her school friends, and I said yes. And then I hadn't really left myself enough time to pre-record an episode of Saturday Night Sega to put on the Saturday. So we had to call it off. Apologies for that. The official Sonic Twitter has mentioned Radio Sega. What have we done? Community site updates. Radio Sega distributes new details on next series of Sega Ages. Oh, that's from 2011. That's not new. Oh, you made me think that Aaron had said thanks to someone. The official Sonic Twitter, that was probably run by AAUK at the time, so that's probably how he did it. You might notice I've changed the backing music. I wanted something that was like a bit longer than 3 minutes long, and this is also wicked music. So yeah, last week we were going to play the number one requested song of February to add into our thing. Fan Choice Song of the Year 2016, and we never got around to it. So, you know. I've got it all queued up now. In fact, I'm going to play it next. We normally play it at the end of the show, but I don't think it'd be that appropriate for a... for a birthday show. I think a birthday show needs a different song. Really? Ooh, what's that? Interesting. Okay, also, did anyone notice Trial in the last music bit? Twinny said, who can forget the Trial show? And I didn't, so I dropped this in. I'll put it in. It's there. Also, whilst we're talking, it's probably time, and really I should have played this 45 minutes ago, it's time for the most appropriate sound effect that I can think of for this show, for this evening. Yay! Happy birthday! Should we just play some more classic jingles? Who can remember?
Chicken.
Chicken.
And what about... Going for Gold, the greatest 80s UK TV game show ever. Let's see, other little jingles that I had for certain people. We had
Drill!
Oh, I thought that was the actual drill. Hang on, where's June Sonoy? Because June Sonoy is the one that's got the full drill in it. Where's that? Oh, it looks like I got rid of it. Well, that's just silly. Why did I do that? Oh. Never mind.
Gee, it sure is boring around here.
Get over here!
It's our home, so don't say that it's getting late. We must not be
Saturday Night Sega. Playing the best Sega music and remixes. Only on Radio Sega.
At my job, you're carrying yourself so well. I made myself a promise.
What's that?
Not to get emotional. As I remain stable, I take another glance at you. If we were at the disco, then I would have to dance with you. This isn't cool,
not cool.
And in my lonely eyes, I see myself in eloquent strides. A sharp tuxedo, here goes nothing to her.
Hello, Allison, I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10. Hello, Allison, I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
Check it out. I seen you about a quarter after nine. Shine in the neon sign, where are you from? You floating like an angel of night into my life, and leave me with a song to write. And now I'm loaded, holding my sack, and wondering where she is at. With a line of customers getting mad, they didn't see what I seen. Nuh-uh, the store queen made everything easier for one fine E. And in my bloodshot eyes, all I can see is everything's fine. With a turning stomach, running thoughts through my head.
Come on. Hello, Allison, I wanna hold your hand. The same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
We need some help and
hello, Allison, I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
You came in here again. Drinking by the copier. I made myself a promise.
Now what was that?
That I would finally talk to her. As I remain stable, I take another drink for you. I set it on the table. Whoa, I'm sure I look a drunken fool. I'm seeing two.
Whoa.
And in my lonely eyes, I see myself in eloquent strides. In a sharp tuxedo, here goes nothing to her.
I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10. Hello, Allison, I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10. Hello, Allison.
I recognise absolutely none of this music from the Sonic 3D house mix from Sonic 3D. I'm guessing it's from the Saturn version, because I've never played this Saturn version. We're talking late and live in the IRC right now, because Twinny requested this song, Sonic 3D House Mix, by the Beluga Boys, because it was on a late and live episode. Resident SD hosted that, as I said, in my opening little jingly bit. I don't know what to call it. He also requested Heartbeat Heartbreak, the Cloudy Step mix from Persona 4 Dancing All Night, which is apparently got played on Sega Addicts AM, and I can't find it. I can only find two different remixes, and it's neither one of those, so not quite sure what to do with that one. it's a bit strange. Twinny says the song was the theme to his show. Oh, there you go, then. I still don't recognise the Sonic 3D. Sonic 3D 1 doesn't even cover any of the games, like most tracks off Club Sega 1. It's funny, actually, because that's from the Club Saturn album, but fair enough. Know your source, damn it. I jest. Yeah, so before that, we played the Project Gotham Racing version of Aisle 10 by Scapegoat Wax, which, of course, is also on Jet Set Radio Future. I just like the Project Gotham Racing version because it's longer, and it has the screamy bit at the end, which is a bit weird. But, you know, it doesn't just suddenly stop. It actually has a finish. And then before that, we had played Phantasy Star Universe, Ambition of the Illuminous, and Save This World V-Mix. And the reason we played that was the number one most requested song in February. There's only one person requesting it, of course, which means I think that the requests are now being gamed. But hey, we've come this far, so why not? Let's just carry on. Let's just see how we carry on for the rest of the year. So voting is now open for March. And then on the first show in April, which is going to be the 2nd of April, then we'll go through the number one requested song in March, and we'll carry on like this. And then obviously, as I say, in December, you can vote for your song of the year based on the most requested songs for the past 12 months. Twinny says play either one of those Persona 4 Dan tracks. You know, I just saw Dan, I'm just thinking Alan Partridge. You know, Dan! 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 And now I'm actually thinking of the bloody McRoll. Remember that? Dan, Dan, woo! Dan, man, 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 man. Oh, welcome to the internet. If you don't know what I'm on about with McRolling, Jesus Christ, you were born like after 2001 or whenever that came out. Whoo! Sparky says no talk of Sega Fantasy Zone. No, because if you talk about Sega Fantasy Zone, you're banned from the internet, apparently. Curse Blue says earliest show. Obviously, on Twitter, I'm asking what your favourite Radio Sega show is. Of any show. You know, you don't have to say Saturday Night Sega just because it's a Saturday Night Sega show. Like we say, this is a birthday show for Radio Sega. So, favourite shows, if you want to tweet them, please do, and we'll read them out. Chaos Blue says, earliest I really enjoyed was the Richard Jakes and 2001 shows, obviously Sega Ages, with the first Astra edition to come from it. Astra obviously meaning extra, he corrected that. The extra podcasts were amazing. If you couldn't get enough of the music, there was an extra hour just for you, just for an exclusive podcast. That was nice. More shows should do that. I keep thinking I should do something like that. I actually should go back and do something for Last Minute Continue. I kept telling them that I was going to do a Ridge Racer episode podcast for them. I might just do it. I might see if they're still interested. Ridge Raver will exist, I swear. I did mention that if anyone said Sega Fantasy Zone is their favourite show, they were banned from the internet forever. Cross the Winds said Sega Fantasy Zone, and then when I told him he was banned, said no. So there you go. And then Raphalos Plate then decided to go Service Games Fantasy Zone. Trying to be clever, but you're still banned. And then Twinny came up and said that Johnny Gioeli as Jelly Gioeli on the voice of Sega, TJ Davis's Sega Lounge appearance, as well as him being on Forever Sonic's show as a few. And TJ Davis has actually just liked the tweet that that she's been mentioned in. I don't think she actually maybe understands the reference to what she's been mentioned. But hey, there you go. Rexy said we had an Astra show dedicated to the history of Vauxhall's cars. Indeed. Indeed we did. And I wonder if I've got some music that would be quite appropriate for it. Hang on. Let's see. Please say I've got something ridiculously... That one? Maybe? Can I play you something? It's rude. I do apologise. I'm gonna play something because, as I say, this is a birthday show. This is where I'm gonna start talking about all of the ideas that I've had. And actually, I'm gonna be honest with you now. At this point in time, I don't even remember the song that I was about to play. I don't even know if it's the right song. Hang on, need to look at it. Need to look because I need to be sure. I think it is. Do you know, I'm going to play it. If it's the wrong one, then I'm going to pull it very quickly. There's swears. I'll be honest, there is swears. But this is a song that I wanted to play the next time I did a DJ set. You might know that in like sort of 2011, 2012, off the back of DJing the first Summer of Sonic. Well, not the first Summer of Sonic, but my first Summer of Sonic in 2009. Does that sound right? No, 2010, because it was the year that Crush 40 came over. DJing my first Summer of Sonic in 2010, I then got a couple of gigs DJing the London Anime and Comic Con in Holloway. Was it Holloway? I don't know. Anyway, I'm still good friends with the guy who runs it, and maybe one day I might ask if I can just, you know, take my laptop down and have a little bit of fun again. But I wanted this to be my intro for the next DJ set I did. And as I say, I've not done one since 2012, and I thought it'd be pretty awesome. So, I'll be back in a minute. I'm just gonna pause the talk bed, because then I don't need to reload it. So back in a few, this is a song. It's by a Serbian dubstep band that've got some really heavy guitars. And as I say, there's swearing in it, but at this point, I don't really think it matters. It's 10 past 11 in the UK. It's well past curfew. So keep telling me your favourite Radio Sega moments from the past 6 years on Radio Sega Live, and we'll read some more out in the next 6 minutes or so. Ah! Six is everywhere. It's like it's a special number or something. Yep, this is the one. This is the right one. Should we have some more dubstep? Should we? It's a rhetorical question, because you're getting it anyway. I just thought I'd ask. Of course, the issue that I have is the song that I wanted to play, I can't find. Oh no, oh, I found it now. Oh. Well, that's no good. Never mind, if I just keep talking, then you'll just never notice that I've just totally just queued a song up. Dubstep!
Oh, Celebration.
Dem Chemical Zone by Sonic the Hedgehog. I've no idea. It's kind of dubsteppy a little bit, isn't it? Isn't it? Rexy has tweeted about her favourite Radio Sega memories. She did say number every time Brendan Strader joined her as a co-host on Sega Mixer Drive. Brendan Strader. I don't know Brendan. Don't know where Brendan came from. Oh no! Hang on. Ah! There we go. No one will ever notice that I'd completely missed the end of that track. So descending into madness every time. Memory number two. Introduction as co-host for one episode of Fantasy Star Beats and scaring the crap out of Esper K. She's used the wrong mention for Esper K though. We've now got some random Japanese person who's only got one follower. But has never tweeted. strange Japanese person who's probably sat there thinking, what's going on? And then number three, all of Rob KTA's DJ sets. We need more of them to add life to the late nights. And then mentioned SBK. Kaito Kon has said that the restaurant in question that we're trying to find, that we're trying to remember, we found the Twitter account for it, was the Hoisin Dragon in Menorca. So there we go. Knew it was mainland Europe. It's one of the Spanish islands. Hey! Silver's Saturday show and SNS back to back. Twinny says I was there, and it's history. Nintendo versus Sega. Oh, good lord. Yeah, Nintendo versus Sega, and the whole, I know this answer because I researched it, otherwise known as, I've got Wikipedia open on my website, on my page, and I'm trying desperately to find the results and claim that I knew what I'm talking about. And even the rest of his teammates knew what was going on. I remember talking to a friend of mine who was actually on the Sega team, and I was like, you are aware he's cheating, aren't you? And she was like, yes, I'm trying to give you the wrong answer on purpose so that we lose, because I don't want to win if we have a cheater. It was awful. It was really, really bad. I'm kind of upset that I spent so long trying to have a game show of Radio Nintendo versus Radio Sega, and I thought up, like, literally the hardest questions that I could think of, and then someone goes and ruins it by going, oh no, I researched this, and I'm like, how could you research what some of the questions that I was asking? It took me, like, 20 minutes just to look into the bloody answer. It's like, you thought I was going to ask that? That's strange. It was stuff like, oh, you know, what was the first game that Sega released as service games? It's like, yes, I researched this. It's like, what? You know, how many love hotels did Nintendo own in Japan? Yes, I researched this. Oh, did you? Okay, right, well, we'll leave that train of thought there. I don't think you really need to know that. I don't think we need to know why you were researching that. Yes, odd show. I'd like to do it again, but I think, I think, to be fair, probably would be best if next time we do it on a Skype video call, so I go, I can see you cheating, because I can see you changing video tabs. You're out of the game. SJ said, I hear Radio Sega celebrating 10th year. I could have joined in the IRC, but everything that's happened, I can't find time. And Mikhail24ID says, going to listen in right now. Just watch the Formula E race at home. Wow. So apparently, there was a Formula E race going on at Mikhail's house. Which means he must have a pretty bloody big house to be able to host a Formula E race there. Hats off to you, sir, and your massive house. Maybe one day I'll come and host Saturday Night Sega from there. We could be in a completely separate room to everyone else, just broadcasting to myself. Yes, grammar, people, punctuation when you're using it, especially on Twitter, because I will read things wrong. You see, there was an advert on the tube the other day for some sort of charity, and it had the hashtag you eat, they eat. Now, of course, because they wrote the hashtag in all capital letters, it was all one word, right? And you couldn't see where one word ends and the other one started. So I wanted to send them a tweet asking what yeet was and could we really eat it, because you could, whilst you could tell that they wanted you to read it as you eat, they eat, you could also read it as you eat the yeet. And I was like, what is yeet? What is yeet? And is it really all that edible? And I wanted to tweet this charity, and I thought, do you know what? That's going to be a little bit rude if I just come out and go, I'm just curious, but what is yeet? Twinny wants to know my thoughts on programming events for the Radio Sega Grand Prix. Oh, I'm yawning. That's what I thought of the Grand Prix. No, I really enjoyed the Grand Prix, actually. I thought it was good fun. The Radio Sega Olympic Relay, with its absolutely superb spelling error. I think it was Olympic is the way it's written on Radio Sega. Olympic, maybe? I don't know. But yeah, that sort of amused me greatly on that one. And the Winterfests, well, was I a part of Winterfest this year? I must have been. Yeah, I was. Was I? What did I do for Winterfest this year? I have no recollection. I have no recollection of being in Winterfest 2015, but I must have been on it. Wow. Someone, Inc, was saying earlier, oh, I used to listen to Saturday Night Sega. I don't know if you remember me, though, because it's from back in 2010. Well, if I can't remember what happened 3 months ago, I think trying to remember something that happened 6 years ago is a little bit far out. TCB said I announced Saturday Night Sega coming back on the first one. Yeah. No, I remember doing Winterfest 2014 because I remember I told Casey to keep my appearance a surprise. I think we announced it as a special DJ slot and we didn't announce that it was me. But I can't remember what I did last year. I actually have no recollection of doing Winterfest last year. Apparently I was on the second. There we go then. I obviously was just on autopilot and I just whizzed through. Mick Kendall's listening into the radio show now. Please, could you let us know how you managed to do a Formula E race at home? Yeah. Because you said on Twitter, you see, that you just watched a Formula E race at home. So did they race at your house? Is that what happened? And on April the 2nd, he's going to Long Beach to watch the race live. Ooh, Long Beach. Ooh. Should really play these requests that Twinnie's made. Twinnie's the only one who's made requests, and it's probably just as well, because we've done a lot of talking in this show. As I said, we were going to, and I've kind of gone off topic a lot. I was going to talk about Sega news, and I decided it didn't really matter. Then... Well, there's nothing else. We normally do our sort of strange news article, don't we? But I don't think there's been any sort of strange news recently, apart from the fact that Donald Trump is still being regarded as a serious contender for the American presidency. And let's be honest, I don't think there's any news in the world that's getting any stranger than that. So, yeah, let's get on Twinnie's last two requests. And I might bookend them. So they're going to... Oh, hello. Yeah. Oh no, don't do that. What are you doing? Stupid computer. I'm trying to press page down. It's like, so you want me to press enter? I'm like, no, I didn't want you to press enter. I'm going to play that one. And then actually, I'm not gonna bookend them. What I'm going to do is I'm gonna play a song that I have not played in a while. Have you ever been to a Summer of Sonic? And if you haven't been to a Summer of Sonic, then have you ever listened into one on the radio stream through either the Sonic Show, who do the videos, or have you listened in via Radio Sega? Because we used to live stream Summer of Sonic for a time. And it was fun. You know, it's like, oh, can't you be there? Well, we're the exclusive radio partners, so, you know, you can listen in live, or you can watch it live. Anyway, if you did, then you could always tell when I was on the DJ decks. And this song is why you could always tell.
When all alone in my- apart. Tell me why you did it after the promise. Still I can, oh baby, I need you. Looking so deep and bright and sweet.
Hold it.
You're listening to the greatest radio station this side of nowhere, because we are the greatest radio station ever. This is Gavi on Saturday Night Sega, only on Radio Sega. Gah, 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 gah. Just pretend there's an echo there, yeah? The thing that's really pissing me off about this song at the minute is every time I look at Sam Broadcaster, it says Sonic Colors, and it's missing the U in Colors. And every time I look at Color without a U, I want to say Color. So that was Area Sweet Mountain from Sonic Colors. Before that, Persona 4 and Dan. No one's gonna get this joke because you're not British. Persona 4 Dancing All Night and Heartbeat Heartbreak. It was a remix of some description. And then before that, Transmutators, Believe in Myself from the Sonic Adventure remix album. Oh, it's such a good remix album. So good. Very, very rare. Quite hard to get hold of. Silver Sonic says it could always be Sonic Colores. Colores. I don't know. Just Colors. I'm British. Colors should have a U. Should have a U in it. Stupid. So today, or this past week, I rebought Sonic Unleashed because I'm an idiot. And when I was in Portsmouth a couple of weeks ago, doing super secret things that you'll find out about in June, then we were discussing the fact that I wanted to buy Sonic Unleashed again, and I said, "Oh, you know, I played it on the 360, and I really enjoyed it." And Sonic Yoda said, "Well, you should actually try playing the Wii version because the Wii version's really good." And I took like some games into trade into CEX because I really wanted Disney Infinity, and I ended up with £135, which is, you know, totally what you want. So I ended up getting a copy of Sonic Unleashed on the Wii, and I haven't played it yet. So that's the end of that story. Fantastic! I'm so glad I told you it. Coming up on Radio Sega, next week, Gaffy is, if he's doing a live show, which he probably won't be because he's going out for a leaving do, will be doing a Saturday Night Sega Battle Royale pitting Jet Set Radio versus Jet Set Radio Future. And if he doesn't do it on the 19th because he's going out, it will be the week after on the 26th. Because I really want to do this show live. Coming up at 12:30, Dr. Scottnik tries to feel important by doing a Voice of Sega show celebrating the 10th birthday, but completely missing the 6th. I'm joking. Dr. Scottnik's show is very important because it showcases vocal songs on Radio Sega, and there aren't that many shows that do that. Really. I just... See, this is the thing. The same thing with Honor. Obviously, because Twinnies just tweeted about the fact that he's Honor of 6 years of live shows. And again, missing the U. Honor. Lexi says she likes the deep announcer voice. It really hurts, actually. I haven't got a drink next to me. If Mina was sat here, we decided that the moe that we got given for our wedding... I've just decided to drop my chair. We decided that the moe that we got given for our wedding, we were going to crack it open and drink it to celebrate Radio Saturday Night Sega's sixth birthday. But she's not sat here, and she ended up watching something about the Europa something. I don't know. It was a film on Netflix, and she might well be asleep by now. So yeah, I haven't got a drink with me, so I can't really do the deep announcer voice. Well, I can, but it starts to hurt. Next Friday on Sega Mixer Drive, Rexy will play music and talk about something. There you go. Feel free to cut that out and use it for a jingle if you want. In fact, everyone can have one. Next week, KC will talk about how Mondays are manic, apparently. Please, I'm surprised he hasn't used, like, the Just Another Manic Monday. Just another manic Monday, huh? Wish it was Sunday. I have no idea how that song goes, clearly. Yoi. I've completely lost the IRC. Where is it? Hello. Right, for the first and last time ever, let's do this. We've not done this in a while, especially not since I've been using Kiwi IRC because MIRC decided to stop on me. In the IRC this evening, we have got... Bear in mind my throat now hurts from the deep voice. So it's kind of going to be a little bit difficult here. Trigon, SPK, Gabby Guru Chief, Rexy, WoFox, underscore Spondy, Arcanine, CTR, Drive 16B, Fussy Foxy, Inc., Koga, Mick Burns, Mikhail24ID, Music Clues, Who's Watching Cartoons, Silver Sonic, Spinning, TCB, Trainer Purple, Trekkie, Twinnie, Vegeta, Voice, and Zimmadon. And I was doing so well until I had to scroll down and then I had to take a breath. Oh, IRC rundown. Still got it. This is the point where IRC, where Resident SD now sort of pops up out the woodwork, still goes, still too slow, and then just disappears again. I'm like, oh, so you were listening in then. Cheers. Mick Burns is linked to a YouTube video of something to do with Ghostbusters. Oh, you're telling me they've done a thrash metal version of the Ghostbusters theme tune? Yeah, they have. I actually want to know who the new who's done the new version. So someone's got a trailer song, but that doesn't help me. I really need to know who made the remix for the new Ghostbusters movie. I kind of hoped that it would have the original song. But then they've ended up making a remix which looks quite awesome. So I want it sounds like quite awesome. Throat really hurts now. I hope you're happy. Right, I've got one more song to play, and then we'll do something and then we'll go. I was actually going to do an exclusive podcast only hour, but I can't be asked. I'll be honest. I'm sure you'll get over it though. In the meantime. We'll be right back.
more fucking drum and bass on your Radio Sega!
The mind.
So we've got through an entire 2-hour episode, almost, without once mentioning Living Sedative. So there we go, that's a success. Someone did mention it on Twitter, actually. Resident SD loved some of my Living Sedative stuff, which is kind of weird, because I don't think anyone did. I remember when Songs for Sonic 2 came out to celebrate Sonic Relief, which was a thing that Sonic Stadium did every now and then. Sonic Retro, someone from Sonic Retro actually downloaded it and completely destroyed any good feelings that I had about the album when they basically said it was shit and that I probably shouldn't have bothered and that it just sounded like really banal. And I was like, well, thank you very much, because I'm quite proud of this body of work, and you know, I thought it was an interesting little thing, and yeah, to have it sort of so criticised so openly, I suppose I should have expected it, really, but at the same time, it was kind of hurtful. It hurt my feels ever so slightly. So. So as I was mentioning during the deep announcer voice bit, there may or may not be a Saturday Night Sega show next week. We're going out for a leaving do, and I'm not actually that far away from home, but I don't know if I'll be home in time to do a show. So it's probably going to be one of those late notice things if I have to cancel it. So yeah, probably best if on Friday we say that, you know, there might be one, there might not be. I really don't know. I don't know what's going on. You see, I'm off all day on Friday, and we're sort of meeting up at around 7. So, if it's a meal, and then I don't really sort of fancy going for drinks, then it could be back in time for 10. But I don't know. Don't know. It's kind of difficult. So, in half an hour's time, Dr. Scottick's coming on with the voice of Sega. I don't think he's doing anything special. I think it's just your normal vocal goodness. And then obviously the rest of the week goes as it goes. My name's Ben Gavry. We've been celebrating Radio Sega's 6th birthday when it comes to live shows. I know we haven't really sort of done a lot of what we said we were going to do, which was talk about the live shows, but hey, I think we... I think the most important thing that we did was we sort of really sat down and reflected on just how awesome Resident SD was. Is. I say was, it's almost as if he's died. He's not died. He's just gone away. And maybe one day he'll come back. The time is ready. It's time to come back with another Sega Ages. There's been a good 6 years of music. You know, could you imagine like a Sega Ages based on the music from 2015 and it's mostly just Sonic Runners? That's a show I want to hear. So I suppose we need a song to finish on, don't we? Unfortunately, I don't really have one in mind. So you're going to have to do with, well, this, basically. My name has been Gavi. Well, I say hat. It always is Gavi, actually. And I might see you next week. If not, then it'd be the week after. So it's either the 19th or the 26th. We're definitely doing the Jet Set Radio versus Jet Set Radio Future Battle Royale, where we're going to be pitting the remixes from Jet Set Radio Future against the originals from Jet Set Radio. And we might even throw the Ollie King version of Techno Prophetic in as well, just to do a remix against that, because Techno Prophetic originally on Jet Set Radio Future. So we might do that as like a bonus round. So, could be fun. Could be fun. Right, yep, my name's Big Gabby. You've been listening to Radio Sega. As stated earlier, we are Radio Sega. We are second to none. We're pretty much the only Sega radio station on the internet. And if we're not, then we're by far the best. And I'll see you next week. Or the week after. One or the other. Ta-ta! Thank you.
Radio Sega. 10 years, a Sega is.